look, it's incredibly disappointing that individuals from outside this community have used what is an absolutely awful crime that happened on Saturday night to their own ends. And what we saw last night was people from outside the community coming here to Stoke and create division. And that is absolutely not what this should be about. This should be about women's safety. And that's what we need to be talking about to make sure that both the streets of Epsom and the streets up and down the country are safe for women. And this is why I've been talking about making sure that we have a Vogue specialist in every single police force up and down the country, a Vogue specialist on 999, and we absolutely need to be investing more in rape crisis centres up and down the country.
And it was organised by people from outside of the area. However, today we've spoken to a lot of listeners who live in Epsom, they live in Sutton, and they say they attended. So it's not just people coming from outside of the area.
No, it was organised by someone from outside the area, and we had the likes of Tommy Robinson, who was then retweeting about it and sharing it, and lots of other right-wing individuals who were using it to their own ends. But yes, obviously there would have been people from Epsom, and rightly people are very concerned in Epsom about what happened on Saturday night, and I myself am incredibly angry, and that is why today I was here at the service at the Methodist Church, which was a service about hope, about bringing the community together, about bringing people from all religious backgrounds together, because what we should be talking about is women's safety. We should be talking about peace. Epsom is a safe place, and this kind of event doesn't happen in Epsom. These kind of demonstrations don't happen in Epsom. They are not Epsom, and that is not what we are about. And it was really good to hear the strong and powerful words that came from Catherine, the vicar here at Epsom Methodist Church this afternoon.
Because there's been a lot of criticism on the police. Do you think that criticism is justified?
So as a former police officer myself, I know and understand that it takes time to do an investigation. And what we need to do is to allow police the space and time to conduct their investigation. They've obviously got to get all the evidence they can. And what is really not helpful is when there's misinformation online that could prejudice such a delicate and sensitive case. And what is even worse is when police resource is taken away from that by demonstrations that happened last night, where we had police that had to come, be drafted in from all over Surrey and Sussex as well. They were taken away from frontline policing and from doing the absolutely crucial investigation that we should be doing and other frontline policing matters.